I'm Philip Alexio from Washington. This is VOA News. A suicide truck bomb exploding outside a popular hotel in Somalia's capital Saturday, killing more than 20 people and wounding more than 30. As gunfire continued, as security forces pursued other attackers inside the building, according to police. A number of blasts were heard, one when an attacker detonated a suicide vest. The Associated Press spoke with Captain Mohammed Hussein, who said 30 of the people, including a government minister, they were rescued from the Nas Hablo Hotel as heavy gunfire continued in the standoff. Three of the five attackers have been killed. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Jim Mattis warning the North that its military is no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korea's alliance. Still, the secretary is saying diplomacy is always the preferred way of dealing with North Korea.
Questions in terms of the military options that we have, they are designed to keep the peace, to reinforce diplomats, to make certain diplomats from the United Nations anywhere in the world are speaking from a position of strength.
The secretary's Asia trip has included stops in Thailand and the Philippines. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several of the major news outlets. The grand jury's action resulting from the probe led by the special counsel Robert Mueller was first reported by CNN. Others coming in on that news, Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC. This is VOA News. Washington has reportedly handed over a list of 75 Afghan militants to Islamabad as the United States increases pressure on Pakistan to take action against terror groups operating from that country. Sarah Williams has more.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers on Wednesday the Haqqani network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad on Tuesday to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
Catalonia's deposed President Carlos Puigdemont vowing on Saturday to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. The Spanish prime minister dissolving Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted Friday in favor of independence from Spain. A spokesman for the Spanish government, Inigo Mendez de Vigo, saying Puigdemont and all other Catalonian leaders, they will be eligible to run in the December election. Still, despite Catalonia's vote, Mendez de Vigo, he warned about nationalism.
And also, it is very important that the whole international community is behind the Spanish government. No one, and I recall it, no one around the world has recognized this proclamation of Mr. Puigdemont of the Republic of Catalonia. I think that's important. It shows that the Spanish government is under the rule of law, that we are a community of law, and that mainly in Europe, we do not want any new nationalism. We know what in history nationalism has meant to Europe. So I think it's a very positive reaction.
A U.S. service member was killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province late Friday. NATO's Resolute Support Mission office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. General John Nicholson, the commander of the RS forces, expressing his heartfelt sympathies to the families and victims. Earlier, the Taliban had claimed responsibility for downing the chopper. I'm Philip Alexio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.